Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The DH, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pat Listach. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Martinez scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Bones covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carr hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Valentin hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Durham reaches second base with a double. Carcoviche moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen bunts beyond short. Valentin can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Carcoviche scores. Durham moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive to left field. Vaughn throws towards third. Cirillo fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cirillo. Durham scores. Dillon moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martinez is hit by the pitch. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carr. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Dillon scores. Phillips scores. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, White Sox. Mike Potts now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull is walked intentionally. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas scores. 2 outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Listach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a pop-up beyond short. Valentin can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillon moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matheny strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seitzer takes first base on 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive towards the mound. Alvarez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Matheny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha takes first base on 4. Vaughn moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cirillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Matheny reaches second base with a double. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carr is 0-2 in the game. Carr strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matheny moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin is 0-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matheny scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 11-1, White Sox. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Seitzer scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 11-2, White Sox. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jaha is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Jaha hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-5, White Sox. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mieske is 0-2 in the game. Mieske strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cirillo is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martinez is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-5, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tartabull is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Baines is 0-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Karkoviche is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Baines moves to second. It's 13-5, White Sox. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha fields the ball and throws to Wickender covering. Safe. Baines moves to third. Karkoviche moves to second. Ozzie Gielen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gielen is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gielen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. Karkoviche moves to third. Durham moves to second. It's 14-5, White Sox. Jose Munoz pinch runs for Ray Durham. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Karkoviche scores. Munoz moves to third. Dillon moves to second. It's 15-5, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Munoz scores. Dillon scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 17-5, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Munoz now playing second base. Brian Kaiser now pitching. Lyle Mouton now playing left field. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-2 in the game. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Munoz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carr is 0-for-3 in the game. Carr hits a fly ball into left field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Munoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Levis now catching. David Hulse now playing center field. Turner Ward now playing left field. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hulse. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Karkoviche is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche is walked intentionally. Jose Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Munoz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Munoz fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Munoz. Valentin moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got 3 RBIs. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Munoz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Valentin moves to third. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mieske is 0 for 3 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Munoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nilsson now playing first base. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickender fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thomas is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Thomas is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ventura is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Marshall Boes now pitching. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Guillen scores. Thomas moves to third. Ventura moves to second. It's 18-5, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ventura scores. Tartabull moves to second. It's 20-5, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Karkoviche is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 20, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Chris Snopek now playing shortstop. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Listach hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Levis is 0 for 1 in the game. Levis hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 20, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops it up and throws to first, with Boes covering, for the out. One out. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0 for 1 in the game. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 20, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing first base. Darren Lewis now playing center field. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hulse hits a pop-up towards short. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snopek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valentin moves to third. Ward moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mieske is 0 for 4 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Ward moves to third. Nilsson moves to second. It's 20-6, White Sox. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mouton. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. Nilsson scores. Mieske moves to third. It's 20-8, White Sox. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Munoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 20, and Milwaukee Brewers, 8. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.